Hey, it's Kirk, and today we're going to be talking about what is a life coach salary in the first year. I mean, when you know the three factors, really there's three factors that make the life coach salary happen. You can literally choose what that salary is going to be, but you got to know the three factors, and that's what we're going to talk about today so you can get those three in alignment. Hey, I'm your coach. I've been coaching for 18 years, holding live seminars, group coaching, one-on-one coaching. Super excited to talk to you today because this kind of information, I wish I would have known when I first started. Unfortunately, it took me years to figure this out, how to get myself in alignment so I could make a larger salary as a coach. In the beginning, I didn't understand this and it was a big struggle. Took a lot of time, took a lot of energy, and a lot of mistakes to figure this out. Other people make it look like it's super easy, but when you know the three factors that really determine the value of your program and the value of you, you can then start to escalate that coach salary every year and you can start to choose what that's going to be because you got yourself in alignment. So let's go through those three factors. But before we do though, really consider subscribing so you don't miss any of my insights so that you can save time, money, and energy in developing your coaching business. I've been there. I've done this. I started out in the garage. I don't know if you know this, but I started out in the garage, and meaning that's where my office was. It was so crazy. I'll never forget the day of setting up my card table in the garage. And I probably have told you this a million times, but it was that moment where I set my card table up, pushed my chair up. I moved the lawnmower, the fertilizer, and the garden hoses out of the way so I could have an office in the garage. I never would have thought that's how I would start, but I really knew nothing when I started. It was all I knew is I wanted to help people, you know, take a chance to help people and change their lives. And now 18 years later, still doing it. Love it. Absolutely love it. Okay, so let's talk about these three factors. Okay, the first one is your pricing, right? If you don't get your pricing figured out, you're gonna be off and you're gonna be too high priced or too underpriced. So we need to talk about pricing. The second one is the package that you develop about your program. So we got pricing and package, and then also your own personality. Now your personality is great, right? Like it's great. You don't have to fix anything about you. But if you were willing to improve upon some aspects about yourself, you could do better as a life coach. Yeah, you know, I hear people say, oh, well, just be yourself. Well, sometimes being ourselves is not what really works. For example, I'm an introvert. I know I'm an introvert, but yet I had to figure out how to do presentations and stand up on stage and talk to people and make videos. But I'm a really, really strong introvert, but I've learned how to become an extrovert. So yes, I love my personality, who I am, but I also can develop other traits. So we're gonna talk about pricing, packaging, and personality. Because if those three are in alignment, wow, can you choose your salary as a life coach? Now, especially in that first year, or you can take years to figure this out. So let's talk about pricing. How do you figure out how to price your time, your coaching? What are you really selling? I mean, there's a couple of things you can sell. You could sell your time, you know, where you hold an appointment. Somebody buys an appointment from you. They purchase an amount of time. So this is like one-on-one coaching, live coaching. Another thing you could sell is you could sell information, which you could make videos, put together a video package, and then sell that information. They could, you know, get to the point where they don't have any one-on-one coaching with you, but you could just sell the information that you know. Or you could combine those two. So there's like a couple different things you could sell here, right? But what we're gonna talk about right now is selling your time. If you wanna hold live one-on-one coaching appointments, honestly, I would highly suggest you practice coaching people one-on-one before you ever make a coaching program that's video recorded and that you're gonna sell that video recording. Because if you have not had real one-on-one coaching, your coaching program is not gonna work. Because if you don't have real people time, your video program, it might sound good and you might help a few people, but they're gonna not finish it. They're not gonna use it. So believe me when I say you want real one-on-one practice time. So let's talk about how to price that time in working with people. Now, I tend to see two things, one of two things happen. Either the client that I'm teaching teaching about how to be, you know, be a coach, they either raise their price way too high or they lower their price way too low. And they're guessing. And so they're always wondering, is this the right price or not? And that's the question I get a lot, is like, what's the best pricing? Well, industry standard across the nation in the United States, they do anywhere between $75 per appointment up to $125 per appointment. Now that's good information, but not something really to worry too much about, but you kind of see where that national average is, $75 up to $125. My personal coaching, when I first started out, was about $30 for an hour. That's where I started, $30 an hour. And so a person would have 1 hour of my time and they would pay me $30. It was a good place to start. Now, the good thing about that $30 is that that's when a person would say yes. I'd say, hey, this is how much it costs. They go, oh yeah, I'll do that. And I would get a yes. And that is super important, is that your pricing produces yeses. Because in the beginning, you're trying to work out your content, right? And so you want people to say yes so you can have practice clients. I mean, they're paid clients, but you're actually practicing, and so you can get better and better and better. So in the beginning, price your 1 hour appointment in a price point that you get yeses so you can get clients, get some practice, and so that your skills can go up. I've seen people who raise their price really high at the very beginning. And when I say high, we're talking like $150 an hour. And then what happens is they'll talk to five people and only one will say yes. So they'll go five people and then finally get a yes. And so they're slow to get a lot of practice. Now, my theory is if you get people to work with, what happens is the more you practice, the better you get, the faster you can raise your price. So I went from $30 an hour to 50 to 100 to 200 to 500 to 1,000, and then from 1,000 to 2,000. So it is pretty amazing how much your pricing can change. And that's the other aspect about pricing, is just know that you can change your price, and it's okay to change your price. It's okay to raise your price. As you get really good, your skills get really good, and your clients are having great results, as soon as you start getting testimonials, that's a signal you ought to bump your price up just a little bit more. As soon as your schedule gets full, that's a big signal to really boost your price up. So as soon as you get testimonials, price can go up a little bit. As soon as your schedule gets full, price goes up even more. And then as your skills continue to go, you keep going up and up. So where do you start? So you heard me bring up $30 an hour, $50 an hour. Where do you feel comfortable that you could get a yes for someone to purchase that amount of time from you, that 1 hour appointment? So if it's at the $20 level, do it. If it's $50, you feel comfortable like, yeah, I could do $50, then do it. Now consider this, you're going to do the appointment. If you feel like you can deliver $20 worth of value or $50 worth of value, then do that price. And don't compare yourself to anybody else. Pick a number that you feel comfortable saying that that's the price of your program and that you feel like you can deliver that amount of value within that hour. Those two parts around pricing, if you can say it without stuttering, if you can fulfill it and feel good about it, that's your price. Now, over the years of coaching people to become coaches, I've seen all kinds of pricing, and it's okay that they're all at different levels when they first start. You really can give yourself a raise as fast as your confidence builds. That's the cool thing about this, is having your own business and being your own coach. You can give yourself a raise based upon how much your confidence raises, because the more confident you are in delivering your content, the more confident you are in holding the appointment, you can bump it up another $50. And when you get better at it, you can bump it up another $100. And so you literally can raise your price over and over and over again. I would have to say over the last 18 years, I've had probably like 30 different price raises for myself. And that's because my confidence. And so just know you can always raise your price. But remember, it's, do you feel comfortable saying the price? And do you feel good about delivering that value? And then you bump that price up based upon getting testimonials. And then the other one is based upon your schedule filling up. When my schedule filled up, $5,000 for a package of appointments to work with me, I maxed out my schedule and I bumped my price up to, I think I went from 5,000 to 6,500. And as soon as one of my clients finished and a new client came on, I was then up to 6,500, because that's just where I was because of the demand. So it's amazing what can happen here. All right, so that's about pricing. Now, the price, whatever you pick, you wanna practice saying that every day. You wanna be able to say, oh, my program is, you know, here's my coaching and it's $50 an hour. You want to practice saying the number and saying $50 an hour or $50 per session. Now, the more you practice it, the more smooth and gentle and just natural that those numbers roll off your tongue. Because if you go to say the price and you stutter and you squirm and you wince, well, then they're gonna feel like something's wrong with coaching with you. Whenever you talk about the money, you want that to be the most calm energy, the most smooth energy you ever have in the conversation, so that they feel comfortable because you're confident in saying that number. So whatever price you do pick for your 1 hour appointment, be sure you practice it, say it out loud. And I would say you practice saying it like 5, 6, 7 times a day just to get it off of your tongue nice and smooth. Now, some clients, I tell them you got to do it 20 times a day because they're so jittery when they talk about money and they're just all shaky. Because if the people don't say yes to you, you don't have a salary. You know, so when you're looking at it, you're like, what is a life coach salary? Well, it depends on how well you can say the price. That's the thing, is like, well, you may pick a price, but can you say it? And can you be confident when you say it? It's like, whoa, gotta think about this. It's you presenting yourself, right? And so practicing it 20 times a day is smart. So that way, whenever you talk about money, it just comes across nice and calm and smooth. So people really are like, whoa, okay, I can see you're confident in this. Yeah, I wanna do this. Cool? Okay, so we got pricing. Okay, now packaging. So instead of selling just one appointment at a time, what you can do is you can group a couple appointments. Like you could sell 5 appointments at the same time. So let's say your one-on-one appointment is $100. Let's just say it's $100. And if they buy 5, then you could drop it to $75 per appointment when they buy 5 all at the same time. Now you just are able to create 5 $75 appointments in one sale instead of a one appointment, one appointment, one appointment. So now what happens, now they're committed to 5 appointments. Book that out on the calendar every 2 weeks, because that's the best timing for coaching, is to have an appointment every 2 weeks. And then the cool part is the reason why they would buy a package of appointments is because then in between the week, you could offer the fact that they could text you questions or email you questions, so they could get some support in between those appointments. And that's a beautiful thing, which makes that package more attractive, where the individual appointments, they can't contact you between the appointments because it's a one-time appointment. Sure, they can buy in more individual appointments, but there's no communication in between that. So I offer that when there's a package of appointments, is that they can email me each week with some questions, and then I'll respond to those questions. So it makes it super good and really attractive, and also easier for you, because then you're selling 5 appointments all at the same time instead of one by one by one. And then you can schedule all 5 of those appointments. Super easy for scheduling, makes it super good. So with your package, you can look at, you know, like if your one-on-one appointment's $100, I mean, you can drop to 75 or drop to 80, but there's gonna be a little bit of a discount per appointment because they bought so many up front. So they could buy 3 from you. You could have a 3 appointment package. You could have a 5 appointment package. You could have a 10 appointment package. That's what I've done over the years, is I've sold a 10 appointment package. So if they bought 10 appointments from you for $75, that's $750. That's awesome. And then you schedule those every 2 weeks for 1 hour. It's beautiful. And then they can email you questions in between that time, and you can respond and email them back. It's fantastic. So within one client, that's $750. And then if you had 4 of those, that's $3,000 a month. And then that's $36,000 a year. And I know I'm kind of just, you know, playing out the math, but that's what happens. Then as your confidence goes up, what happens? Your price can go up. So when your confidence goes up, your price can go up. And then you could be at $200 per appointment in your packaging. So if you sold 10 appointments and they're $200 each, that's a $2,000 package each time you sign up a new client. And so that gets exciting, because now it takes less clients to generate that income. And then overall, your yearly salary goes up. So that's why you really do determine where your salary is at, is based upon your pricing. If you can say it, if you can explain it, right? Explain what your program is all about or your coaching is all about. And then you could offer packages where you can sell 3, 5, 10 appointments at a time. That just really makes the sale of coaching easier when it's grouped in larger packages. I could tell you a million things about pricing and packaging. But let me move on to personality. What could it be that I would suggest to you about your personality that I would suggest you work on or tune up? So person-to-person skills. And person-to-person skills, the number one thing you want to practice is listening. I'm gonna believe that you are born in a way that you are a really good listener and you still need practice. So there are books, there are websites, there are videos to go watch about how to be a better listener. As a coach, you do not have the skill you're going to need to be a great listener. And so just consider you need to start studying about listening, about what to listen for. The other thing that I would suggest is learn how to read body language. That's a listening skill. So there's listening with your ears, and then there's listening with your eyes, meaning you see movements, you see things going on, you see them scratch their face, you see them bite their lip. What does that mean? To be a great coach and to increase your level of personality and your personal traits, learn how to listen with your ears, learn what those skills really are and how to do that. And then number two is to learn body language. And that you can find all over the internet. I've been teaching how to read body language for like 18 years. I started learning how to do that 18 years ago, and it has been huge in how I coach people. So love your personality, love how you are as a person, but you're gonna have to learn how to talk less and listen twice as much. So sometimes in a personality, people just talk and do whatever they want when they're with people. But while you're coaching, you have to govern that and hold back so you're not talking too much during the appointment because you want the client to do more of the talking and you do more of the listening. Because when you listen with your ears and your eyes, it turns on your intuition of how to help them. But you gotta listen first so you can be inspired of how to go about helping them with what they're facing or what they're doing. So yes, I know you have intellect, but you need to turn on that intuition so that you can customize how you're working with that person. Because every person is similar, but they have very unique differences. And this is what makes a really big difference. The salary you create in a year with being a life coach, because the better you get at listening with your ears and your eyes, you will add more and more and more clients. Because that's what people are looking for. They wanna work with coaches who listen. They wanna work with coaches who are in tune or intuitive. And the way you get there is by taking a look at your personality and knowing that you gotta increase that listening skill and also control the talking part of you so it's not all over the place and too much. So that's the personality side. So I love who I am. I love, you know, I was born this way, but also I can't just be myself because I didn't listen very well when I first started coaching. I didn't listen very well and it was hard to figure out how to help people. And I really wasn't that in tune either. I didn't know how to be in tune. And so now that I've learned how to be in tune and learned how to listen with my ears and my eyes. And then the third part about listening is energetically, you want to listen with your ears, your eyes, and your senses. So it's kind of like you're learning how to be a ninja coach, right? With all these awesome skills. But hey, hang around me. Hang around me. I will teach you. Don't miss any of my videos. You will learn from me how to listen. You'll learn from me how to read body language. You can learn from me how to read a person's energy or mood so that you can tune into them and activate that intuition so that you can really, really do a good job serving and helping that person in their life journey. So that's the personality side, you know, of like, hey, how do you do this? How well are you at this? Or how good are you at this? And you probably need to improve. In fact, let's just call it out. You do need to improve because every coach I've ever met, they had plenty of room of improvement in these particular areas. So pricing, packaging, and personality. So with those three, you dial that in where you have a price you can say nice and easily. You feel good about it. You can do the work. You can fulfill it. And then packaging, you have this package where you can actually, people can purchase a group of appointments. Your income goes up and then your personality, wow, just amps up your skill. And really what matters to them as a client of you being a kind of person who really can listen deeply to them. You align those three and practice those three, you're gonna see your income go up. But what could it be? How much could it be? Like, where could you really get to? Okay, so let's consider this. I don't know how much time you have during a week to do your coaching. Like, I don't know how many openings you have. Well, let's just kind of go very reserved, right? Like how many clients? So let's say you have 6 appointments every week. And that means you're going to hold appointments, and then in 2 weeks, you're gonna hold another appointment with the same person. So 6 clients this week, 6 clients next week. That's 6 openings and 6 openings. And that's 2 on Tuesday, 2 on Wednesday, 2 on Thursday. All right, so we got 6 and for the first week, 6 for the second week, and then they repeat, right? So that's 12 clients. 12 clients holding a 1 hour appointment. So 12 times 100, and it's twice a month. Let's say your appointments are $100 per appointment. So that's 12. And that means you got 12 for the first 2 weeks and then 12 for the next 2 weeks. That's 24 times 100. So that's $2,400. Boy, to go from, to have $2,400 extra dollars a month because you're coaching, that's amazing. You know what you could do with $2,400? And then what's that over a year? 2,400 times 12. Where's my math? Hold on. That is 28,400, right? If I do the math, I'm not good at math. Okay, so 28,000. So that's, you know, that's like a good place to start. That's like extra money. And you could be doing this while you're doing whatever you're doing right now. Now let's say you bump it up to $200 per appointment. Now this is, again, this is individual appointments. We have not even got into group coaching. Group coaching. I should do a whole nother video on group coaching, right? Okay, so 2,800, now let's go $200 per appointment. So now you're at, instead of 28, you now are, let's just call it 30 for even easy math. Now if you do $200 per appointment, now that's up to 60, right? 60,000, but you're still only having 2 appointments on Tuesday, 2 appointments on Wednesday, 2 appointments on Thursday, and you're doing that twice a month. Okay, so now we're up to 60,000. So based upon your confidence in raising your price and being able to deliver the value, and your personality is like really good because you can listen and you're in tune, to go from 200 to 250 to 300, now you're looking at $90,000, $100,000 a year. Now, I don't know about you, but that's still with the same number of clients, 12 clients. Now, I want you to know it's possible to have 12 clients. And of course, some of those clients will finish and then you'll pick up new clients, right? But you'll have these 12 openings, 6 during the week, 6 the next week. And that's the plan, is you have these openings. Now, maybe 12 seems like too much for you, but I just want to kind of paint the vision for you. Where I suggest coaches get to is where they're at $500 an hour. I know that's crazy, right? So at 100, you're at approximately $2,400 a month. At $100. At $200, it's $4,800 a month. So we'll go easy math, 5,000. So that's 60,000 a year. So then if we double that to 400, now we're at 10,000 a month. 10,000 a month. I don't know about you, but that starts getting awesome. And you're getting paid for what you love to do. And that's still only at 400 per appointment. And you get there because of what I just shared with you. You learn the pricing, you feel good about it, you feel like you can fulfill it because you've been practicing and getting really good at it, getting continued education. And then you're working on your packaging and then also your personality. Like those three will really escalate you. So you could be doing 100 to 150,000 a year with 12 clients. Now you know what that means? That means 6 appointments this week for 1 hour each. What are you gonna do with the rest of your time? So by now you can quit your other job, right? And you could do this full time. So you probably would add on some more clients, which then now, boom, you could double your clients. And now instead of 150, you could be at 300,000. Okay, so you gotta play with the math. But to talk about, you know, like what is a life coach salary, it really depends on your pricing, your package, and your personality. But sky is the limit of what you can do. Really, sky is the limit. I've had group coaching programs that would generate $1 million a year, really. And then my own one-on-one coaching would generate another million. There's so much you can do with people. I had at one point 30 clients who had paid me anywhere between $8,000 and $15,000 for their package. So it adds up. But you wanna get your pricing where you can talk about it. You wanna get your package of how you would package this, how many appointments, figure out the times on the calendar of where you can really put clients, and then that personality side, work on it, develop it. You can decide what your salary is going to be. You really can. And when it comes down to it, it's based upon your confidence as a coach. What you know, what you can deliver, and the results that your clients get. You amp that up, there's plenty of people to work with. There's not enough coaches in the world. There's There's plenty of people to work with. You got to get your confidence in alignment so that you can create the salary you want. So gotta go. This is good enough for now. I'll see you on the next video. Make sure you subscribe because I want to show you how to read body language, how to read energy, how to listen. What are you listening for? Your pricing. I mean, there's so much more I can share with you. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of this. I've got a list longer than your leg of topics to share with you because I love what I do and I thought I might as well share it with you so you can get a boost in what you're doing, right? Oh, the other thing, you wanna like jump in and maybe I could one-on-one coach you, or maybe you could jump into my coach fast track program where you get all this deep training that's organized and so good and you can have access to me every single week. Click the link right down here below. You click that, schedule an appointment, find out how to get connected to me. Like really, like we should hang out, right? We should talk. We should talk often and I can get you going, help you understand this so that you can really live your purpose, live your life mission and do what God meant for you to do. Like get going. Don't put this off. Don't question yourself. Get into it, get it figured out. Okay, see you on the next one.